What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
Did you forget to introduce yourself for a second?
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Oh, we're back with week four, I think, of our Australian movies. Yeah, it will be. Yeah, this is week four. Or is it only three? Only three. Anyways, regardless, it's my pick of February, and
Yeah.
I chose Wolf Creek from 2005. On our last
Yes.
episode, I said there's two Australian horror movies that I felt like we have to do, and this was one of them. Just based on its popularity and its kind of cult following, I guess, but
Yeah.
not the movie that I remember.
I honestly, I don't think I've seen this movie before.
No? Okay. All
No. Yeah.
right. But before we divulge too much into our thoughts on it, we'll kick off our news and booze. Although there is no news tonight because I couldn't find anything. Nothing worth mentioning. But anyways, what have you been watching this past week?
Not
Sorry,
too.
what are you drinking tonight?
I was gonna say you think you're losing your mind. I'm drinking a Great Lakes Brewery Canuck Pale Ale.
Nice. Very nice.
And you're still on the water train.
Well, I went a little crazy tonight. I'm drinking grapefruit Perrier.
Okay.
Remember those old commercials? Just, Perrier.
So you're a Perrier guy, not a LaCroix guy.
I like both. This is just what was in the fridge at the store, so I
Okay.
grabbed it.
Nice.
Have you had that beer before?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what have you been watching?
not too much. Nothing really too exciting. We watched American Murder Gabby Petito on Netflix. It's pretty good. Rewatched I Love You Man. Just I don't know. That's just like one of those movies that I just like throw on, just kind of like a comfort movie. I don't know. Just a good time.
You always sprinkle in these like movies that I haven't watched in forever, and then I'm just like, fuck,
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
Yeah. Then randomly throw on Employee of the Month. I don't know, I know the movie I used to watch quite a bit, like growing up, and it's not like the greatest, but I think that's a guilty pleasure kind of movie for me. So, and then watch Conclave. Honestly, pretty good. I had really no idea what it was going into it. Best Picture nominee. It's pretty good. Interesting story for sure.
Nice. And that's streaming on Prime now, I think, right?
Yep.
Cool.
And yeah, I've been watching a lot of TV lately. Watched the first episodes of Reacher season three.
Nice.
That's a good time. White Lotus is back, so we watched the first episodes of that. Yeah.
Beauty. I never got into White Lotus.
Oh man, it's so good.
I've heard. Maybe I should watch it. I know Sarah's watched it. All right. As for me, I watched Gladiator 2.
I think you mentioned that last time.
Did I? Well,
Yeah.
I
We're on
watched
the other
Gladiator
pod,
2.
actually.
And I watched Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
Damn.
It
You liked it.
was much better than the first one.
Okay.
Still not a great movie, but
Yeah.
it was definitely a lot better. And I know what's it? Popeye's Revenge. It's out now, so I might watch it. I'm all f
Is Winnie the Pooh streaming on anything?
Did I rent it? Yeah, no, I rented it.
Oh, okay.
It was $4.99, and I know people are saying it was a lot better. And like for $5, it's a
Yeah.
fun time.
No, I thought it might have been on Tubi because, like, I showed you tonight, Piglet is on there now. So
Yeah.
I was like, oh, maybe Winnie the Pooh's on here, but no, I didn't find it. So.
Yeah. No, it's good. And then I watched The Crow remake from last year, and
Yep.
it was not good.
Yeah.
That was a, I don't want to say disappointment because I went into it with very low expectations, but
Yeah.
I thought it might have like some redeeming qualities, but it didn't really have a whole lot.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's Skarsgård's worst role. Let you
That's
finish your
fair.
yawn.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But yeah, other than that, been reading. Sarah and I are still watching Love is Blind.
Yeah, we binged it on the weekend, so
Yeah.
I think we're caught up to whatever Netflix has available, I think so.
Yeah, I think there's like six or seven episodes out.
Yeah.
Yep. And other than that, not a whole lot.
Nice.
I already said there's no news tonight, so do we have any 4Ks?
Sure do. All right. So we got The Third Man. No idea what that
Okay.
is. Looks like an old ass movie. You're Next. Steelbook. Pretty
Sick
sick.
steelbook.
Yeah. The Forbidden Kingdom.
Okay.
Never heard of it, but looks like our boy Jackie Chan in it.
And Jet Li.
And Jet Li, yeah. Stephen Wilson, Home Invasion in Concert. Don't know who that
Okay.
is, to be honest. I don't know. Deranged, The Confessions of a Necrophile. All
Okay.
right. Virtuosity, idea what that is. Thieves Like Us, The Image, Disembodied, movies I've never heard of before.
Yeah, there's a very eclectic list.
Amadeus, good movie. Graveyard Shift,
Nice.
Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Looks
Like the chocolate
very,
bar?
I didn't know that was a chocolate bar.
Isn't it? Maybe I'm wrong.
Project Silence. Looks like a Resident Evil ripoff. Got Cruisin'. Got Body Parts. Performance on Criterion. Kronos on Criterion. And Evilenko.
This is a
Yeah.
fucking
That's a
weird ass
it
list of
is.
4Ks, man.
It is, really is.
I think I know like three.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
But yeah.
Maybe some movies we can like put on a watch list.
Yeah, maybe. I should
Not
start
but.
doing that, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, short and sweet, we can dive into this movie.
It.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we were talking about Wolf Creek from 2005. This is our third or fourth movie in the Australian Outback portion of our podcast on Elm Street Travels the World. Starting off with the synopsis. Three backpackers stranded in the Australian Outback are plunged inside a hellish nightmare of insufferable torture by a sadistic, psychopathic local. Say that 10 times over. This was directed by Greg McLean, who has also done Wolf Creek 2. He is not directing Wolf Creek 3, which is coming out at some
Didn't even
point.
know it.
Yeah, it's a different guy. He did three episodes of the Wolf Creek TV show. I think it was three. He did Jungle with Daniel Radcliffe, the Belko Experiment, and he also did a movie that we could cover during our little trip around the world called Rogue,
Okay,
which is
okay.
about an alligator.
Funny enough, before we record, I started the Belko experiment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Then I saw his name pop up, and I was like, why does the name look so familiar?
This is why.
Yeah.
Our cast, we have John Jarrett, who plays Mick, and he was in the movie that Boar that we just did.
Yeah.
Nathan Phillips plays Ben. Cassandra McGrath plays Liz. Kesti Morassi plays Christy. And I have two honorable mentions, but I don't know if you have any or not.
No.
All right. My first one is Andy McPhee, who plays Baza, who was the big fucking tall guy that Ben almost gets into a fight with in the
Okay,
restaurant.
yeah.
He was in six episodes of Sons of Anarchy. I
Okay.
recognized him from that. And then Teresa Palmer played basically like an extra. She was
Why does she sound so familiar?
in a movie that we did.
Warm Bodies
Yeah,
and
we
Lights
didn't.
Out.
Lights Out. Yeah, she was a pool party girl.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this is obviously before she got mildly popular. Yeah. That's all she wrote.
Yeah.
I just had like a panic. I was like, fuck, did I click record?
All
Oof. Good. We're good. All right, let's talk about this movie.
right, let's try and dive into this one. So yeah, this is the first time I've watched for me. I think I've seen like clips of either this one or the sequel. I think I've seen clips of our boy Mick. Yeah, so pretty much the movie opens up. Says based on actual events,
Bullshit.
30,000 people go missing a year, which I could see that as being believable, especially in the outback. And I think it says like only a certain number of them are found after a year or something like that. I don't know, it's
It's a
crazy.
90% are found in the first month and some are never found again.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, like you said, it's the outback, right? Like
Yeah.
people get lost out there,
Oh
attacked by something.
So yeah, it takes, well, the starting point is in Broome, Western Australia. It takes place in 1999. Basically, Ben, Liz, and Christy, they're three friends. Well, Liz and Christy are from the UK, and they're visiting Ben, going on this journey across the continent, basically. So they're going to, I wrote it down somewhere here,
Cairns.
Cairn. And I looked it up, and it takes 1 day and 16 hours to get from Broome to Cairn.
Okay. Now, is it actually across the whole
Yeah, it's
continent
at the
pretty much?
top. It's the top of Australia, so Broome is on the western side, and then Cairn's on the
Okay.
eastern. So it is like at the top, so it's a bit like s smaller, but it's like literally from coast to coast.
Okay.
Yeah. So we see Ben buying a car from someone, yeah, for their trip. It seems like this trip is kind of like last minute. I don't know, like they're not very
Yeah.
prepared for it.
Well, yeah, I mean the guy's just buying a fucking car right
Like
now
literally
for
the day before they
it.
leave.
Yeah. It's just like a shitty like $400 car that he buys from a impound lot, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going to Wolf Creek with the two girls. It's kind of like a stop on their way because there's a meteor that landed there, you know, however long ago, and they want to check it out, do some hiking, do some camping. And really, for me, this movie was really boring.
I agree.
I was not into it at all, even when shit started going down, like
I think because it was so boring, like even when shit started going down, it was just like I'm over this movie already. Like it took way too long to get to this point.
like they really don't get captured until like this movie is an hour and 40 minutes, like I don't know, there was like 45 minutes left in the movie and they had just started got captured. Right. So it's like,
Yeah, did they even get captured at that point, or were they just like they got picked up by Mick? Because I remember, like, I paused it for a minute. I was like, how much longer is left of this fucking movie? And there was still like 50 minutes left. And I think it was, they were still at their little campground at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
So, and it didn't help too, like we watch it on Plex, which I don't know if any Americans
Yeah.
have it. but there's ads, like, which isn't a bad thing, but like, okay, 2 minute ad, I'll pull up my phone, scroll on socials, and then, oh, back to the movie, I'm still scrolling on socials, not paying attention. But I mean, you don't really have to pay attention to this movie, honestly. Like, I don't know, like,
Until the last.
not much happens. Even when they get captured, like, I just didn't care.
Yeah, I talk about that in my review at the end, 'cause I didn't give two shits about any of these characters. Like, there's one person that I felt bad for, and it wasn't any of our three mains.
That was Mick.
No, it was the poor old bastard at the very end of the movie. It's like, oh man, that poor old guy.
So anyways, they're going to Wolf Creek the next day, and then they decide, oh, we're just gonna party all night. So, they're partying, and then they wake up the next day, and Christy and Ben are in bed together, but they're not like sleeping together, like they're like head to feet or whatever it is. And she seems kind of like, not disgusted, but she seems like she's in a hurry in the morning. Like, I don't know what her vibe was. It was weird.
She kind of had a weird vibe to the whole movie. Like, almost like she didn't want to be there with Ben. But like, Ben and
Liz.
Liz kind of have like a thing for each other. So I don't know if Liz just brought Christy along.
But then Liz wakes up on a beach with three other people and just takes off her top and just runs in just to get a little bath in before they head out. And they start heading out on the road. They get to a place called Halls Creek. They set up camp. It's not much happens in the first hour of the movie, really.
Yeah, we're just following them from location to location, and they finally they do end up getting to Wolf Creek, and like it's cool imagery. Like, you can see where the crater is, like from the meteor that hit, and it's all like green, luscious grass in the middle of this crater. So I mean, like, some of the imagery was cool, but like, you never felt like they were really in danger until the very end of the movie. Like, you would think that they would periodically throughout their stay or like their campsite and stuff like that, like throw in some extra stuff to kind of like cause some tension and whatnot. Like, we're literally just watching these three people just kind of sit around a campfire or like hike up a little hill and just kind of sit beside each other and not really do anything. Like, there's zero fucking tension building until, I don't know, the last half hour.
Because they end up getting to a place called Emu Creek, and it's crazy because like there's a sign that says like, for the get there, it's like last gas for 800 kilometers. I was like, 800 kilometers? Holy
Like,
fuck. That's
you
crazy.
it's inevitable you're gonna run out of gas on this highway because no vehicle can run for 800 kilometers.
And I love that when they end up getting to the meteor and like they're walking up the trail and Christian's just like, oh, there's fucking shit everywhere. And it's like, yeah, poor people are gonna fucking stop to take shit. There's
Yeah, of course.
nowhere, right? Like, they end up at this place to fill up some gas. They have a little canister, and Ben has a video camera, and he's like videotaping. And this guy comes up, kind of like creepily, but it's the owner of the bar gas station, named guy named Graham. Helps him fill it up, like very nice guy. Then they go inside and, like he said, was it Baza
Bassett, yeah.
sitting with a bunch of other people, and he starts like hitting on Christy and Liz, like saying dirty stuff to them, and then like Ben says something, and, like Baza just stands up and he's this big motherfucker, and
He's
Ben
like
is
fucking
like, oh, I was just saying that you have a nice smile or something like that. But even here, you don't really feel any like they're in danger, because even like the bartender guy is like, okay, Baza, like fuck off, like. I don't know. Didn't feel like there's any stakes. So they get to Wolf Creek crater. Says it takes 3 hours. I'm guessing an hour and a half to the crater an hour and a half back.
Mm-hmm.
They end up making it to the crater. Christy does tell Ben that Liz has a thing for him, and then he like is kind of like playing shy, and then she's like, "Well, I know you do too." And then Ben goes up to Liz and they start kissing, and so clearly they like each other.
And like this scene for me, anyways, was super awkward. Like just the way that they're kind of acting with each other. I don't know. It's just a weird dynamic.
And they didn't even go into the crater. They just like sat on top of the inside of it.
Yeah, I'd want to go in.
Yeah, exactly. So they get back to the car, and they try starting the car. Car won't start. So they can't figure it out what's wrong with it. So they decide they're gonna spend the night. And then they see some car lights, and it ends. It's our boy Mick. So clearly, Mick has killed lots of people, captured cars, all that stuff. So do you think that he did something to their car whenever they were walking the trail?
I kind of had that thought in my mind too. Like he probably followed them from somewhere.
Well, actually, we do find out that he was at the gas station.
Right, yes. And he makes mention later on too, like he doesn't say it out like outwardly, but he definitely implies that he hates tourists. Like this is his land and he doesn't want people coming through and like making a big spectacle out of it. And I don't know, yeah, like tourism can ruin places, right? Bunch of people start coming and whatnot. So I think like his main focus is just clearing out all the tourists that come.
But I mean, maybe there is, but you wouldn't think there'd be a lot of tourists like in that part of Australia, right?
You wouldn't think, no.
Like most of the people would be in the big cities, but
I mean, there was a German couple later on.
there was, So Mick says, "Okay, it's some sort of part." He's like, "I can just tow you back to my place and then fix the car, and then you'll be up running by morning." And the girls like kind of don't want to do that. They ask Ben, like, "Oh, ask him if he can tow us back to the garage." And then Ben goes up to him. He's like, "I know it's pretty far away, but any chance he could tow us back to the town or whatever?" And he's like, "Nah, like I'm heading south, And I love the way Mick talks. Like he's very Australian, like the fair dinkum, and just the conversation.
And the girls even make fun of Ben at one point too. They're like, "Why don't you talk like him? You're from Australia too." But it's just he's like outback Australian. Like the stereotypical, like how people think Canadians talk because they've seen like people from Alberta and shit. So he's like the typical like Crocodile Dundee type fucking Australian.
So they're getting towed, and they kind of like wake up a bit, and they're still driving, and then it's like it feels like we've been driving for hours. Like they have no idea where they're going, where the earth is dirt, right? So they get to his, I don't know, house thing. I don't know, it's not even really, it's a junkyard almost, it seemed
Yeah,
like.
I don't think it was his house because Ben asks him like whenever they're sitting around the fire, like, "Where do you live?" So, yeah,
And he
I'm
says, "I kind of move around from place to place." They ask him like what he did for a living, and he says I was a head shooter. Basically, he just killed animals like on farms and stuff like that. They do make the joke about this isn't a knife, that's a knife, and it's funny.
Like you can start to see Mick changing a little bit during this whole conversation. Because whenever he first stops and starts trying to fix their car on the side of the road, he is very like jovial and he's like joking around a lot. But now, like around the campfire, like there's one scene and it's so unsettling. Whenever Ben makes that comment and he just like stares at him for like a solid 45 seconds, he's just staring. I was like, oh man, like it just gave me a little fucking heebie-jeebies a little bit.
So then they go to sleep, and you see Liz like tell Ben, like, hey, move the Esky. I don't know what that is, like maybe a gas can or something away from the fire.
Is a cooler.
Oh, cooler. Okay. And then Ben is like half asleep, but like he doesn't even like register that she's talking to him, and then she falls asleep herself. You're like, okay, that was kind of weird.
They're fucked up.
Yeah, they got drugged by Nick, I'm guessing, right? So then Liz wakes up, she's like tied up in some shed with like tie wraps, and she finds some broken glass and she ends up cutting herself free and getting out of there. She finds her car, it's all taken apart. She sees Christy in this garage, tied up, being pretty much tortured by Mick, and he's just like fucking with her, like has a rifle and he has the fucking wife beater on, and he's just having a great time.
He shoots the rifle like right beside her head just to scare her.
And he's like talking about like raping her, and he's like, oh, don't worry, I always use a rubber, and just the yeah. But I feel like Liz, like this whole thing, like was way too easy for her to get out. I don't know.
Yeah, it
Because
just
she.
happened to be broken glass in the shed and
She ends up distracting Mick. She blows up the campfire. She ends up finding another dead girl in the garage with her, who's like hung up and all like chopped up and fucked up. And Mick comes back, and then Liz has the rifle. And she ends up shooting him in the side of the head, in the ear. And these girls are so dumb.
Yes.
He's on the ground. He's like not dead. He's passed out. And she can't like load the gun back in. Like it's like one of those, I don't know, old school rifles. So Chrissy's yelling at her, like, kill him, shoot him. So what does Liz do? Well, she takes a rifle and hits him in the back with it. I think two or three times. And then that's it.
I was so mad.
It's like, okay, how about you move the gun like a foot up to his head, or take the butt of the gun and smash him in the head? But
Fucking
no.
cave this motherfucker's head in.
Yeah.
He drugged you, tied you up. He's got your friend tied up and he's fucking clearly torturing her. She's covered in blood. She's screaming her fucking face off. Crush this guy's skull. What are you doing?
I mean, there's a whole like workbench over like 3 feet away. There must be something else in there that he uses to,
I was so pissed at this part. I was like, this is fucking
that
bullshit.
was, yeah. So they get in the truck, they back out. No, they go, they don't back out. They get to the truck and they're like freaking out. Chrissy's like freaking out, and then Liz ends up running back in. She grabs the gun, but then she grabs the keys out of his pocket. Goes in the truck, and Mick is there with a shotgun, just blasting them, and they like drive through, but he like gets out of the way, and then they just back up and drive off.
Leave Ben, that nobody knows where Ben is.
Like I didn't know Ben was alive or dead. But I mean, even if like, okay, they kill Mick, they don't have enough gas to fucking get back to the place, I'm guessing, right? Like, because they're so in the middle of nowhere, like, I don't know.
And they're not from Australia, so they have no idea where they're going. Not that it really matters, but their watches stopped working. Like, unless their watches have compasses on them, like they don't know which direction they're fucking moving in. But their watches stopped working back when they were still at the crater. I'm assuming that was like a magnetic interference from the crater.
That's what they say, because Ben, when they were sitting in the car at night, and Ben was saying, like, oh, I'll talk about aliens, and sometimes when they're in the area, like, stuff stopped working. Like, so he's like, oh, our watches stopped, the car's not working, like, So they're driving somewhere, I don't know where they're going, but Mick is behind them in another car. They get to this giant cliff, almost fall off the cliff, and they get out and decide to push the truck over the cliff because Liz says that he'll see the lights.
This is actually a smart move. Until
But they push it off whenever he wasn't even there. Like,
Yeah.
the truck falls down, and then like a minute later, he comes over the hill, and it's like the lights, you know.
Yeah, there's no way. But then, like, instead of getting a good hiding spot, they just like climb down on this little ledge on the side of the cliff and they're just like hanging out there. And I was like, there's no way he wouldn't have seen them. Like, he's
I
shining his
know.
flashlight right down on them. And fucking Christy's still flipping out. So she ends up kicking a rock down. So that triggers him to go down the cliff, but he like goes around and down. Like, he doesn't go right directly where they are.
But yeah, he's like shining his flashlight right on him. It's like, okay, he definitely knows they're there. So he goes down and they climb back up and they're going back to this junkyard or whatever to try and find another car.
Yeah, because they couldn't take the car that he brought because he took the keys with him.
We see that Ben is still alive. He's like hung up like by nails on the side of the
Oh,
wall.
yeah, it was brutal.
And there's like dead bodies just hanging all around him. So they end up getting to like the gate where the junkyard is, and Liz says, okay, like I'm going in by myself, like, you know, you're hurt, you're all fucked up, like it'll be quicker if I go in. So she goes in, she's trying to find where all these vehicles are being hidden. She sees all of these newspaper articles that he kept of tourists going missing or found dead, all this stuff. She ends up going into this little like, I don't know, shed thing, ends up falling in this like hole. And she's like searching around for some reason, and then there's just all these dead bodies there. Like Jeepers Creepers type vibe, right?
Yeah. I think she's searching around because she dropped the gun because she ended up getting like a Magnum out of his workshop. And I think whenever she went into that room, she dropped the gun down the hole. But then she comes back up and she never ended up finding it, which is again stupid.
She ends up finding all the cars. There's a lot of them. She found a bunch of pictures and driver's licenses and like their kids and stuff like that. So I mean, I'm guessing he killed like the whole family, right? I don't know. Finds Ben's camera, then she sees the video of at the gas station. She sees Mick's car or truck behind him at the gas station. And then she gets in one of the cars and she's trying to start it. Then all of a sudden, just fucking stab right through the seat. And there's Mick just right in the back, stabs her, and they get out. And I just love that Mick, like same with Boar. Like I don't know if it's just this actor or it's like just his comedic timing, like just the way he talks and stuff. Just, you know, he cuts off her fingers, and then I forget what he says, like, I don't need those. Like, I kept one of you guys alive for months on end or something like that. And then she's like trying to get away, and he's going on about how you cut the spine of someone, then they what, paralyze or something like that. So he grabs this fucking big ass knife and just shoves it in her spine, just cuts her spine right in half. Like, I gotta say, I've never really seen that
Yeah, it
in a
was
movie before.
pretty intense.
It was.
I love, so I hated this scene and I loved it at the same time. I hated it because how the fuck did he know which car she was going to get into, first of all? Because he's clearly waiting in the back seat. Either that or he managed to sneak in without her knowing. So I didn't like that part. The part that I did like was during this whole knife part because she pulls out like a little tiny fucking Swiss Army knife.
He's laughing at it.
And we get that classic line, like, oh, like your friend said earlier, that's not a knife. This is a knife. And then he pulls out this big fucking Bowie knife.
So Christy ends up running away. She ends up making it to a road. It's now daytime. And she's just in the middle of the road. And someone pulls up in a car. And this old guy ends up helping her. They pull over. And then he's like trying to get her in the car. And then all of a sudden you hear like a poof. And he has like his, I don't know, super coffee mug on the car. And just a bullet hole in it. And they're like, fluid's coming out. And he's like, kind of like, the fuck's going on? The only son here again. And just blows his fucking head off. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
And you see Mick like hanging out in a bush, like so far away too. Like this guy's got a fucking dead shot.
He does, yeah.
But It's good that they gave us his little backstory earlier that he used to be a hunter, right?
Yeah, exactly. So she gets in the car and she's trying to drive away, and I love this chasing because like he's playing with her, right? Like he just drives up nonchalantly, like looks over, like, oh hey, what's going on? And then like she's like freaking the fuck out, like just screaming. She like runs into him and she's like cackling, like ah, ha, 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 and he like crashes into it. She's like cheering and yelling, like fuck you. And then he just gets out of his car and gets his rifle out and shoots her tire, and she just crashes, flips, and it's pretty good. But then he ends up getting up to her and he just ends up shooting her. Doesn't really play with her anymore, right?
Yeah, he's done playing with this one.
So he has puts her in the trunk of his car, has the other guy in the trunk, ends up burning the car. We find out that, well, Ben escapes and he gets found by the German couple that you mentioned earlier. Gets taken away in a plane, ambulance to, I'm guessing, Sydney or wherever. But the weird thing is, like I kind of lost interest in the movie, like we said, but like at the end of it, it's like, oh, Ben has like a little like title card or whatever. Like, after months of Ben being like in jail, like he was released because they couldn't prove that he did it or there wasn't enough witnesses or something like that. So it's like, why would they even think that Ben did it? Like, I mean, I guess he's the last person to see them alive, but like,
Last person to see them alive, they never like they searched for Mick's little compound and they could never find it. So like these two girls just go missing while he was with them. I mean, it made sense to me that he was a suspect.
I don't know.
Like you just watched the Gabby Petito story, man. Like I think I could understand where the cops are coming from.
Yeah, but like to be like, okay, you go to the meteor, right? And he told them from there, like, okay, it definitely wasn't more like than like 4 or 5 hours. So, you know, like do a circle, drive out 2 hours, like you gotta find something, but
Yeah, I'm sure if you had helicopters and shit, you could easily find this place. It's not like it was an underground bunker or anything like that. It was like a whole ass junkyard.
But yeah, anyways, that's it.
Yeah. And we see Mick walking into the sunset with his
Yes, we
gun,
do.
gearing up for part two.
Yeah. Might have to watch part two, honestly.
Yeah, I do
Yeah.
want to watch it.
Yeah. But yeah, anything else?
I don't think so.
Right. Well, that's the way the blood splatters.
Rather boring movie.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed, honestly.
Me too. Because I know like a lot of people love this movie. Like I like Mick as a character. I thought he was good. Like, and
Me too.
I think John Jarrett's fucking awesome. But just the movie as a whole was just meh. Anyways, how did you rate this one?
So for quality, I'll give it a 3, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the budget was of this movie. Like, this movie came out of like what, two early 2000s, 2005. I mean, like the cinematography and like the locations and stuff, like obviously look, they're filming in the outback, right? The acting was honestly not great. Like, with I think Mick did a good job for his like character, but like our three main characters, they just kind of felt like it kind of felt like the Blair Witch Project, like not obviously the same, but like the three main characters felt like kind of like it maybe would have been better as a found footage movie. I don't know.
To answer your question, the budget was 1.1 million.
I mean, that's 2005. Yeah,
Doesn't
it's not
five.
much, but yeah, I don't know. I thought the pacing was done really poorly. That I don't know much. So for quality, 3 out of 10, and for story, I'll go to 2 out of 10. Honestly, I just did not care about any of these PB. I was honestly cheering for Mick the whole time. Yeah, just like not much to it. Like, there's nothing original, nothing new. It's just people touring in this country and they get lost and get captured by a crazy guy and they have to try and escape, even though, like, don't really get much, honestly. Like, this movie is only 1 hour and 40 minutes, but like, honestly, even though there was breaks, ad breaks, I just was not paying attention at all during this movie. So, very disappointed. 3 out of 10 into 2 out of 10.
We're pretty similar. My quality, I gave it a 4. I said John Jarrett plays an awesome, crazy outback serial killer, and he's really like one of the only shining parts in this movie. The gore that we do see is pretty good. Like the practical effects were decent, I thought. Even though we don't get a whole lot of it. But yeah, overall, it's not great. My story, I gave it a 3. Nothing really special in regards to a story. It's a plot we've seen countless times before. I didn't really like that they had this pegged as like based on true events. I feel like that was just a ploy to get people to watch it. I mean, like I looked into it a bit and like, yeah, there's been serial killers in Australia and it's kind of like a similar story, like where backpackers go missing and shit like that. But it's like, it wasn't based off any specific true events, right? So I don't know. I feel like they just kind of exploited that a little bit. Script was okay, acting was okay, but otherwise the movie was pretty goddamn boring. So yeah, 4 to 10 for quality and a 3 to 10 for the story.
Fair enough.
Right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus, though Wolf Creek is effectively horrific, it is still tasteless exploitation. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
Say like a 43.
Low. Critics gave it a 54 on 118 reviews and an average score of 5.7 out of 10. Do you see this on IMDb? This has a 6.2.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate to Letterboxd, actually.
Yeah, this kind of goes back to what Ben told us earlier today. Just because it's got a high score on IMDb doesn't mean it's a good movie.
It's fair.
Fair enough, sir. Kind of ironic that you mentioned that earlier today. The audience score was a 49% on 50,000 ratings and an average score of 3.1 out of 5 or a 6.2 out of 10. So that's the same. What's Letterboxd have?
Letterboxd has a 3 out of 5. I gave it a 1.5. You gave it a 2. Our buddy Alan also gave it a 2. Anthony gave it a 3 out of 5.
Someone on my list gave it a 5 out of 5, and I was just like, I don't understand your reasoning. But whatever, to each their own. All right, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Right, what did you give this for a scare rating?
I'll give it a 2 out of 10. Honestly, the scariest part is, well, actually, I guess I can save that for the next one.
I was gonna say.
Not very scary. Mick is a fucking crazy ass motherfucker, but like, I don't know, the gore was all right. Like, it just seemed like all the dead bodies just seemed like fake cadavers, and I don't know. So, 2 out of 10. Scariest scene, I'll say, honestly, whatever, they can't start the car.
Okay.
Because, like, imagine being out the butt fuck of nowhere. You're like hundreds and hundreds of kilometers from anywhere, and there's nothing, and you can't start your car. I'm sure there's no cell. Well, in 1999, wasn't really any cell phones.
That's true. That's a good point.
Someone doesn't come by, like, Mick didn't come by, like he even says, like, I can take it back or just camp out here, but who knows when the next person might come by. Like, what the fuck, dude? You can't fucking walk anywhere, you'll fucking
Yeah,
die.
exactly.
Right?
And they always seemed cold.
I mean, it was raining.
Yeah. Like, so I mean, like, even if they did decide to start walking, like, if it was as cold as they looked, you may probably wouldn't get too far.
Sorry.
All right.
Would I survive? I mean, I'd say probably not.
Okay.
I'd say no, because, like, even if I wasn't captured by Mick, like, if my car broke down, I wouldn't know what the fuck to do. and they met the people that he had captured and killed. How many got away? Probably none, I'm guessing. These were the first.
Yeah.
So the odds aren't in my favor.
All right. My scare rating, I gave it a 3 out of 10.
All right.
Reiterating what I said before, nothing really scary happens until the third act. I didn't really care enough about these characters to really feel scared for them. Yeah, like you said, Mick was a good crazy motherfucker. My scary scene, I said the poor old dude, man. That guy
Yeah,
did dirty.
he did. He really did. And he was
He
Australian. He wasn't even a tourist.
Yeah. Yeah. Mick just fucked his life right up. It just, I don't know, it took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting him to get fucking shot through the head from
Yeah,
150 meters out.
that's fair.
And would I survive? I said yes, man. Like,
Okay.
she, Liz had him. She had him.
Yeah.
If
Yeah.
she would have just fucking caved his skull in,
Yeah.
they would have been fine. But no, she's got to give him a couple swats to his back because that's going to do something.
Or tie him up at least.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know if he's dead, I don't know. Yeah.
Like she didn't even hit him hard enough to crack his ribs.
No.
Like, I'm pretty sure my 5-year-old has hit me harder than she hit him with that fucking thing. It was just, oh, it was so fucking frustrating. So yes, I think I would have survived because I would have finished the job right then and there.
Okay.
I don't disagree with what you said. The odds aren't in your favor, but I mean, if you got him lined up that easily, man, take him
Yeah.
out.
Yeah.
All right. What's going to be our movie for the first week of March?
So our next movie, I'm just letting you, we'll do the big one for the last episode, I think.
Okay.
Neither of us have seen this movie. I don't think you've seen it.
Okay.
Where we talk about 2009's The Loved Ones.
I have seen this movie.
Have you? Ah, shit, okay.
It's good though.
I didn't see your rating on Letterboxd, so.
Yeah, I watched it before I
Okay, yeah.
had Letterboxd, but
Fair. All right.
all right, cool. I was hoping you would pick this one.
Okay, nice. All right.
Because
Sick.
I almost picked this instead of
Oh, did you? All
Wormwood
right.
back then. Yeah.
Cool.
Sweet. All right. Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this one. It's
Cool.
yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, in the meantime, if you guys want to check us out on social media, you can find us at Podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you find links to our T Public account where we have our merch. We gotta get some more merch. We haven't
I
put up a new
mean,
one in
we
a
have the
while.
perfect opportunity this year, right? We got a new logo that you made.
That's true. Hey, maybe. All right. There's also a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us in the Outback again.
You will see you in a couple weeks.
Yup. All right. Bye.